Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Welcome back to Cantonese class 101. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
Right. And in our last lesson, we talked about sounds in Yutping.
I hope you like it.
I liked it. It was the initials and the finals and how we put them together.
Mm-hmm.
In this lesson, we're going to talk about Cantonese tones.
Yeah, the beautiful tones.
Right. Sounds like music to you, but it's really scary to a lot
of
people.
Not just to me.
It's really beautiful to the Chinese people, but it's really scary to a lot of us who are learning Cantonese for the first time. Right. You guys can't even agree. Are there six of them? Are there nine of them?
Well, there are only six.
Okay. Right.
There are only six.
There is a dispute. We'll talk about this in a bit, but we'll take Nicole's word. And in this lesson, we're going to learn about the six tones. Okay. Let's start at the beginning with the first tone.
C.
That's the first tone.
C.
High and flat.
C.
High and steady.
That's right. C. It's very easy.
Right. That one is easy. And
yeah, we start with the easy.
Yeah, and that's the highest tone too.
True. Really high. C. I'm singing here. Fun or ba.
Right.
Those are all first tones.
Yeah, and they're all high and they're all flat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
True.
The second tone is a rising tone.
C.
This is called the mid-rising tone.
C. It's a little bit lower than the first one. It sounds like the intonation we use in English where we ask a question.
Right. Like when we say, huh?
Or exactly.
C.
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 That's what I said. Fun. Ba.
So, yeah. So that's the second tone, mid-rising. And that starts at the middle of your voice range and goes up.
Exactly. C.
Okay. Now, let's try to put the first tone and the second tone together.
Okay. C, C, fun, fun, ba, ba.
Right, so the first two tones are down.
Yay!
What is the third one?
C.
This is also flat and steady, just like the first.
Only lower.
Right.
C.
A flat tone in the middle of your voice range.
C.
The third tone.
Fun. Ba.
So a lot of people have trouble with pitch. So let's hear the first and the third tone together.
Good idea. C. C. Fun. Fun.
Okay, how about all three together?
C, C, C.
Once again?
C, C, C.
Sounds like music, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, three down.
Now we only have 20 to go.
20?
What? Kidding.
We're halfway done. Through. Right. So, we've got three more to go. What's the fourth tone?
C.
C. This is a flat tone.
But very, very low.
Yes.
C.
It is the fourth tone.
It is the lowest tone.
It makes your voice sound unnaturally low.
C.
So when we told you the tones were easy, we meant it. We've got three tones that are pretty much the same. They're flat.
Not to us. It's very different.
Okay. Just remember, low, flat.
Yeah, lowest. C.
Just like in the word.
Guy.
That's fourth tone and then first tone.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Guy.
And that's the word for excuse me.
And thank you. And please. Very useful.
Okay, let's put all three flat tones together.
All right. C, C, C.
Right.
C, C, C.
Our next tone, tone five, is low rising.
C.
It starts low and it rises.
C.
So it's like the second tone, only a lot lower.
Exactly. C and fun and ba.
Okay. Can we hear those tones in second tone and then in fifth tone?
No problem. C, C, fun, fun, ba, ba.
Okay. So we've done five tones, and it's actually not been that difficult.
No.
Right?
And the astute, not at all.
The astute listener knows, of course, that there's one more tone coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, that one is actually a bit tricky.
Yeah, because this is, again, you say it's a flat tone.
And in the middle.
Hmm.
C, C.
It's sort of low, but it's not right at the bottom there.
No, no. Yeah. The bottom is C.
Yes.
And it's C.
Yeah, so this is tricky for a lot of people.
Yeah, even to some native speaker.
Yeah, let's hear some more examples.
C, fun, ba.
So to conclude, we've got six tones,
mm-hmm.
four flat tones, and two rising tones.
Right. Let's listen to the four flat tones. C, C, C. C, 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 C.
Okay. And now the two rising tones.
C, 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 C.
Okay. So that's it, the six tones. Nicole, before we go, can you give us a quick review?
No problem. I'll say the six tones in a row so you can hear the difference. C, 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 C.
Let's hear that one more time.
I'll say it quicker. C, 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 C.
I like that. You divided into two groups of three.
Yeah.
It was like a song.
C, C, C. C, C, C.
Okay. Now, before we move on, we want to deal with this point we raised right at the beginning.
Ah.
You say there are no extra tones. These three tones that some people talk about don't exist.
Yeah, they're lying.
So what are they?
They are the entering tones. Entering high flat, entering mid flat, entering low flat.
So what do they sound like?
Sick, sick, sick.
Hmm. So it's sort of like tone one, and then tone three, and then tone six.
Yeah,
right?
three flat tones.
Yeah, so the three flat tones, but not the really bottom one.
No.
And these three final tones are for the words that end with P, T, or K.
Exactly.
Right, and those are the silent P, T, or K. Yeah.
Yeah. Sick, this end with K.
Hmm.
Sec, also with K. Sick.
So that's our almost silent glottal stop.
Mm-hmm. Sick, sick, sick. I'm using 1, 3, 6 tones. Actually, the reason why I say they're not new tones is because they're using the same pitches that we already introduced in the beginning of our lesson.
Right. So the tones aren't new. We just have a special name for them because they end with a different sound.
Exactly.
So that's why we're saying that they don't really exist.
Now you believe me.
Yeah, because you only really need to worry about these six sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're done. Now, this lesson was not nearly as fun as the top five Cantonese foods.
No, but it's going to help you a lot.
Yeah, but it's much more useful because mm-hmm. when you get this down, you can order the foods.
Yeah, it's equally useful.
Now, before you go, we want to leave you with one thing, which is that one of the best ways to get really good Cantonese pronunciation is to listen and repeat. Listen and repeat. And one of the best places to do that is come to CantoneseClass101.com. Go to the Premium Learning Center, and you're going to have audio files of native speakers saying all of these sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
lots of resources and supporting tools. It's really worth it if you want to get good pronunciation.
Very helpful.
With that, though, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
Bye. Bye-bye.